Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, Joe Brin, to talk about the Oscoda Veterans Memorial Park Music Fest coming up June 22nd and 23rd. How are you today, Joe?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How are you, sir?
Good. Glad to have you on the show with us today to talk about the big two-day event. It's Friday and Saturday, June 22nd and 23rd, and it is loaded with entertainment. You guys have really done some work to put together a great 2 days.
Yeah, we're bringing in some acts that have never been seen up in this neck of the woods before, and I think people are going to be really excited once they see them.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's start things off. What's happening on that first day, on Friday, June 22nd, Joe?
Yeah, on Friday from 5 to 6 will be the Victory Trio, your local favorites, and they play a lot of great patriotic music as well, and people love every time we have them out here.
Yeah.
And following them at 6 till about 7:30 will be the Letters from Home, America's Bombshell Duo. People remember them from a couple years ago. They're a great patriotic performance, much like the Andrews Sisters.
Right.
Dancing and music, and we're so glad to have them back for an encore presentation.
Very good. Yeah, they were very popular. You're right about that. And then wrapping things up on Friday night, you got a great act coming in.
Yeah, from 7:30 to 9, I have Mike Sugg, who's the premier Toby Keith tribute artist. And he'll be joined by Jeff Carr, also known as the Redheaded Stranger Revisited, a Willie Nelson tribute. And these guys they truly are nationally recognized acts performing all over the country, from Vegas to the Eastern Shores.
Man, and again, we should let people know Veterans Memorial Park is where it's being held, on the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base there, just off F-41 in Oscoda. So Friday, a great way to start things off at 5, and then Saturday, another great day of music. What's happening on Saturday the 23rd, Joe?
Well, we'll start off that morning with a motorcycle escort from for the Michigan Fallen Military Memorial Wall. It'll leave the Shoreline Park in Tawas at about 9 a.m. and be escorted by motorcycles to the display area, which is going to be the Veterans Park. And then that wall will be on display from that all day until about 5 o'clock, and it's free to for spectators to come in and honor our fallen military.
Okay.
Also on Saturday, we'll have the Michigan War Dog Memorial booth will be on display, and we're doing a car and motorcycle display.
Wow.
Anybody wishing to display their classic vehicle, motorcycle or car, truck, if they do so, we'll give them a ticket for Saturday night's performance.
That's right. Now, as you mentioned, those are free things, but the entertainment, there is a fee to get in for that.
That's correct. Friday night and Saturday night, for the entertainment itself, is $10 per person per night, and I don't think you can find a better deal than $10 for these class acts.
Boy, you're right about that. Then Saturday night, let's talk about those acts. Who's coming to town for Saturday night, Joe?
Saturday night, starting around 6 o'clock, is the Paradise Band. They're a full 7-piece band, including horn instruments, and they'll play music from 60s to right today, and they do a lot of Jimmy Buffett music as well. And then they'll be joined at 7:30 by the Soul Men, and again, a premier Blues Brothers tribute. These guys are reminiscent of the real Blues Brothers show. So if you like the Blues Brothers, this is the act to see.
Boy, no doubt about that. And then, of course, you got some great food, too, for the folks who are coming out.
Rob's Barbecue will have food available on Saturday, and keep in mind as well, though, for Friday and Saturday night, it's limited tent seating. Yeah. We'll have a tent up in case of weather, so we only have 500 tickets per night for the seating in the tents. We might have standing room only available if those tickets sell out.
All right, now do they get them right there at the tent, or can they get them in advance, Joe?
We recommend getting in advance.
Yeah.
Once the tent seating is sold, they're gone, and they can get them at the Oscoda Library, or they can contact myself at 989-906-2155 or Rosemary Netwig at 989-820-9747 for the tickets.
Man, a big welcome home for all the Wurtsmith Air Force Base troops. 25 years after that base closure, everyone's welcome to come on out, though. Oscoda Veterans Memorial Park, right there at the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda. It's Music Fest, Friday and Saturday, June 22nd and 23rd, and so much more. Joe, if they want more information other than that, do you guys have a Facebook page or a web presence they can find?
You can find it at the Oscoda Veterans Memorial Park Facebook page, and we have an event page as well.
Very good. Joe Brin, we're glad you could join us today on our Michigan Sunrise Side Today program.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you so much for having us on.